Interesting question. The question is, in the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Dalet. Okay, he shetivanu l'ha'amin, l'ha'amin, yirasa. You know what, do you guys have a
question? Shetivanu l'ha'amin b'yirasa, yis'ala u'umra'o, uval niye sha'ananim u'bothim ela, levias ancho b'choleis. V'zehu amru yis'ala, is Hashem l'kecha tira. Gemara Sanhedrin amru b'derach shakla v'tarya al dvarav yis'ala, v'nokev shem Hashem mosumas.
I'm going to read for it. See, what I have is like this. Who should turn Lahman Yerushi Salalu Fahid Mimeno? The Lo Niye Kikofrim Ahochim Beshirus Libam was a Kerry. Avonira Beyiras Uncho Becholais. That's the phrase that I have. Is there any substantial difference between those two? I mean, does he have a Lo Niye Kikofrim?
No.
What?
No, I'll see that.
Ahochem Mitzvah Slibam?
No.
Doesn't have it. Avoniram B'yiras Uncho B'choleis. That he has.
Yes.
So I don't know. Give it to me once more. I just want to make sure. Go ahead.
He has Tivoy Shinsavinu Lahamin B'yiraso Yis'ala Uvumra'o Uval Niye
Uva?
Uva.
How do you spell that?
Bez Mamet.
Oh, Ubal.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't. Go ahead.
Niye Shananim Ubotchem.
We shouldn't be Shananim Ubotchem.
Right.
Go ahead.
El Levias Ancho Becholeis.
Elo?
Levias Ancho Becholeis.
Levias Ancho Becholeis. Ubal Niye Shananim
Ubotchem.
And what's next?
El Levias Ancho Becholeis.
I don't understand the whole thing. It's not too good. But anyway, does he have any footnote on that or anything? That the translator has to go by the ideas, not just the words. Sounds like he's going more by the word. I mean, I think that Shmuel Ibn Tibbon has the ideas more. You see, I mean, so we'll go with this translation. Avalonia kikofrim ahochem b'shirus libam. That's basically what he's saying. Ubekeri. Avalonia b'yiras ancho b'choletz. But at any rate, according to any translation, both translations, it means that a person should be mafahed and should be worried and concerned about onesh. That's the mitzvah. That's Yiras Hashem. So what is Yiras Hashem according to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs? It means Yiras Onesh. Simply, Yiras Onesh. A person must have fear of Onesh. Okay. Now, the question we raised is, if you take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam seems to say something completely different. He says like this, the Rambam Perek Asir Elach Aleph, Al Yom Adam Arein Yosef Mitzvah Satorah V'Osik B'Chachmasa Kedei She'Kabu Kol HaBrachos HaKsuvos Bo Okay, she is called the Chayel Mabo. Therefore, she is a very serious term. Again, today she is not from a qualified Torah. Okay, she is a chorus of Chayel Mabo. And that's like a higher form of honor. He says, "Ein roi lavad as Hashem al derech zeh. She ha oved al derech zeh oved meyira. Zein a milas hanavim or milas hachachamim." Okay, it's meyira. So it's not even milas hachachamim. It's interesting that around the French is in Malos HaNavim and Malos HaChachamim. They're two different types of existence. Ve'inovdim Hashem al derech zeh el amei oret v'anoshim v'aktanim shemachan chanoson lavod miyiro achetir b'daitan v'yavdu me'ava. Okay. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yod. Now it seems there's a contradiction over here, because over here Mitzvah Dalet is saying that the mitzvah is to have Yiras Onesh. And over there he's saying just the opposite, that Yiras Onesh is not a good thing. Yiras Onesh is not Milas HaChachom, and it's not Milas HaNavim. It would seem on the surface like an open sphere. Okay, the two positions can't be reconciled. If a person should be Oved Me'ava, it means that he's naturally drawn towards the good and towards the mitzvahs, like the Rambam says later. The Rambam says, Oved Me'ava and Aloha Beit. O Seik B'tar B'mitzvah Tzol, Avalich Mitzvah Tzachachma, Lo mitnei dava ba'olam, v'lo mitnei yiras hara, v'lo kidei lirash hatova, Elo'osa emes neishu emes v'sofa tova lov v'glola. Okay. Sofa tova lov v'glola. Okay. Umayla zui malik dola. Okay. But the Rambam over here says, states quite unequivocally in Halacha Aleph and Beis, that Yiras Onesh is not a level that we should aspire to. It's only something that we do is because we have no choice, so people that have no das, so we train them in initially Yiras Onesh just to get them into the just to get them into the sphere, so to speak. And then, once they're in that sphere, then we hopefully raise them to a higher level through Chachma. And that's clear what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Teshuvah. Yet on the other hand, the Rambam is saying in Mitzvah Daled that the Mitzvah Haseh is Yiras Onesh. And Yiras Onesh, I mean, Yiras Onesh is a mitzvah. Now, it's impossible to say that there's a mitzvah that's not on Derech Chachma. A person will say, well, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only for a low level. That can't be. That's an impossibility. A mitzvah can't be to do something on a low level, because then you can't. Then you're supposed to do that, so you can never get out of it. So the mitzvah is trapping you in a low level. That's not possible. So that was our question. Okay. So the answer that we said was that we made recourse to another Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Shishi in the Shmona Prakam. Over there, the Rambam in Perek Shishi in Shmona Prakam asked the question, the famous question, who is better? The one that's naturally drawn to the good, the chassid, or the person who is a Moshe B'Yisrael? The person who is a tzaddik is a Moshe B'Yisrael. In other words, he does the mitzvahs, but there's always an element of strife within himself. He's fighting. But the chassid doesn't experience any kind of a does not experience internally any strife. So the Rambam says there's no question that the one that is superior is the chassid, the one that does not have internal conflict and struggle. Okay, because the philosophers have stated it. And it's true, because that means the person has a superior soul, and a superior soul has to be in a higher level, because he doesn't desire he doesn't desire evil. But the person that's emotional b'yitro, even though in some respects the Rambam says he's like the chassid, but he's also to be differentiated from the chassid, because he has a desire for evil, and he has to conquer that desire, and therefore he's not on the same level. So the Rambam says, but there are our Chazal, which seems to contradict that, with several statements that they've made. They said from Tzaira Agra, and they said Kol Gadol Mechaver Yitzro Gadol Emenu, and then they said also that the last statement is that Al Talmar Yifshi Besar Chazir Ela Yifshi, but the Torah said that I'm not allowed to. So that would seem to indicate a conflict and a strife. So the Rambam says that over there would seem that those two positions are irreconcilable, that there is a sphere between them. But in fact, he says there is no sphere. Why? Because he says there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs which he says were coined by others before him as mitzvahs sechlios. And he uses the term, but he's a bit critical if you look at the way apparently he's not completely happy with that term, but he says that's already been coined and therefore he uses that term. Mitzvahs, also the way Chazal put it, that mitzvahs that would be in existence even if there were no sinai. I forget the Lashon Chazal. Ilu lo nechtevu ruim hin likatet. So that's it somewhere. Yeah. But basically, the idea is, in other words, mitzvahs in the Torah that would be there, the philosophical mitzvahs, and everyone that knows what perfection is would definitely have to have those mitzvahs in their system. But those mitzvahs are perfection. Then there are other mitzvahs, which are gzeros hamelach. So what the Rambam is saying really is, I think the significance of what the Rambam is saying is brought out really without question over here. Namely, that the answer to this question, the question is lehifachid mimeno, to have fear of God, and to be afraid of Yiras Onsho b'chol eis, is a mitzvah which is after Sinai. In other words, the Sinai carries with it two groups of mitzvahs. One group of mitzvahs is perfection itself, insofar as those mitzvahs are concerned, which are perfection, the person should strive after those mitzvahs automatically, because that is the perfection of the soul, where the soul desires the good. In that area, he should not operate, he should not function because of fear. But there are other mitzvahs that the Torah gave us, which are mitzvahs that are not perfection, not based upon perfection itself, but the gzeros hamelach, like chazer, paraduma, soar mishtaleach, all these other mitzvahs. Now, a person, now what the Rambam is saying is, that a person cannot relate to those mitzvos in an intrinsic way of ava. You see? That is the answer to the theory. In other words, the Rambam is saying, with the Rambam in Perek Asiri, is talking about... You know, let me put it this way. I want to make the distinction clear, you know? We have two groups of mitzvahs. There's a reason for those two groups of mitzvahs. It's not just arbitrary, but there's a reason. And the reason is that once you have Sinai, so we have a very special position in the world, and in order to fulfill that position, it's necessary that we have a system that is more than just philosophical. It's more than just philosophical. The philosophical is perfection itself, and that's really the core of the core of Avodas Hashem. But once we became engaged in Sinai, something different happened, and now we, as a nation, there's a system that was set up that we have an obligation to keep a certain system which contains within it mitzvos that are not mitzvos of philosophical perfection. But they're mitzvahs which we have to do because God revealed them as necessary in terms of Tayag, in terms of the system of Sinai, because of our unique position in terms of the world. Okay? So, what the Rambam is not a contradiction. The mitzvah dalid liyuro, or liyifached me'oncho, is the way to relate to the mitzvos which are not perfection themselves. In other words, what I'm saying is that the same answer that the Rambam gives in the Shmona Prakim, where he establishes the differentiation between two sets of mitzvos, one are philosophical mitzvos who are perfection, and the other ones are mitzvos which, if you say you don't like them, so then you just, then on the contrary, Then you're removing the essence of the mitzvah, which is to be under Gzeras HaMelech, to listen to the Gzeras, to listen to Gzeras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's no contradiction. There's the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah in Perek Yud, where he's talking about a person being oveid, not meyira. There he's talking about the person's essential relationship to mitzvahs. His essential attitude towards mitzvahs. So there are two possible attitudes. One attitude is, I'm just afraid of an onesh, or I want to get schar, and I don't want to miss out on the schar. And the other possible attitude is that the individual is drawn towards the good. And here in the Torah, he finds a whole unraveling of what the good is. He's naturally drawn towards the good. That is, so the Rambam says that the underlying attitude of an individual should not be in the framework of the Yiras Onesh. It should be in the framework of the good, because that's really the essence of the Torah, of Avodas Hashem. But there are, now with regard to all the mitzvahs that are essentially perfection, like Yedias Hashem and Avas Hashem and all the mitzvahs, Tzila, and all those mitzvahs which are really perfection, so those mitzvahs the person must do because he loves them and because they're the good, not because of Yiras Onesh. But nevertheless, what the Rambam is saying is there are certain mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs are not mitzvahs which are essentially perfection. For those mitzvahs, the motivation of the individual must be simply Yiras Onesh, that if he breaks these, he's going to receive an Onesh, and that's why he's bound by them. You see, there has to be, in other words, he can't possibly do them because of his understanding and his knowledge, because the understanding and knowledge is beyond man. So the only way, it's Geras HaMelech, so the only way that he can relate to those mitzvahs is because of Yiras Onesh. And that's, according to Rambam, that's mitzvah dollar. So it comes out like this, and I think I one time made this differentiation before, that there are mitzvos, and I think that's what the Rambam is getting down to, really in Perek Shishi in the Shemana Prakim, that there are mitzvos where the cause of their existence is perfection, and there are mitzvos where the cause of their existence is Sinai. To put it simply, some mitzvos are the cause of their existence is intrinsic perfection, and some mitzvahs, the cause of their existence is the entity of Klal Yisrael as an entity that exists in the world. And that institution, the reality of that institution, the institution of the Umay Yisraelis, the institution of Am Yisrael, engenders certain mitzvahs. Though with regard to those mitzvahs, we must always keep them because of the fear of Onesh. That is the only way that a person can relate to them. Okay? So basically, there is no contradiction between the Rambam in Rifached Mimenu and the Rambam with regard to Perek Asiri, where he says just the opposite, that is not Lozu Aderach. That's not the Derach of Avodas Hashem. I noticed that some people were confused because they mentioned this mitzvah and they want to say Yiras Onesh is a mitzvah. You have to understand this carefully. It's Yiras Onesh, but in a certain given framework. But the Rambam says just the opposite in Perek Asiri. The Yiras Onesh is not really a good thing, and there can't be a mitzvah like that. Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Even the Rambam himself,
In other words. You see, I mean, the thing is that we, Klal Yisrael, have a double existence. On the one hand, we're philosophers with the true philosophy, but on the other hand, we are a metaphysical phenomenon insofar as Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is not a philosophical reality. You have to understand that. It's not a philosophical reality. No philosopher ever thinks such a thing. How could you come up with such an idea like that? So that idea is a metaphysical idea which is based on Nevuah. And the source is God, and we cannot understand that idea philosophically. Okay? Because to understand that idea would ipso facto mean to understand Das Hashem. And that we can't have. That's removed from us. So therefore, there are certain mitzvahs which will always, by their very essence, we have to be in the dark with regard to that cause. And the only thing we could say about it is that Nevuah has taught us that this is God's will, and therefore we have to abide by it. Now the motivation. That we have, that a human being has to have with regard to those mitzvahs, he has to have a motivation. And the motivation has to be Yiras Onesh. So the Onshim in the Torah really are not there, like for instance, this about the Emrivin, Selchon, and Kerry, and Losishmarim, and all the Onshim, and the Tochachos, and many, many times the Torah. So why does the Torah really make place such an emphasis on that, if that's not really a good motivation? So some might say the reason is that the people in those days needed that. But I say what the Rambam's saying is no, that that is an essential thing. It's essential then. Nothing in the Torah is bottled, and it's essential today. And that was really the Klal Yisrael of that time. Chazal say were on the highest level. Dora Midbar was Dor Deah. They had they only Vainasosu Esa Pomim. Chazal say ten of Eris they only had. And there were big tzaddikim, and they looked to Moshe Rabbeinu to try to learn from every, like the Ram says, Yishmona Prakim, try to learn from him, and they were on a very extremely, extremely high level because of the experiences that they had through Nevuah, through Gilui Shechina, and any intelligent person that would live through that would have to be raised to an extremely high level. So it was really Dor Deah. So it's Dor Deah, and therefore, it's not that the Onshim were told to them because they were on a low level. No, the Onshim were told to them because of the phenomenon of establishing Am Yisrael. That's a metaphysical phenomenon. It's beyond our ken, and therefore our relationship to the system of mitzvahs has to be twofold. On the one hand, the system of mitzvahs contains the highest level of perfection, and in that regard we must go and be involved in, with all our energies, because that's the real good, and the Torah reveals to us the real good, and this is the greatest bracha, and this is something which a person should be drawn to and should love it and should naturally seek it. And on the other hand, though, we are a metaphysical phenomenon. Am Yisrael is not a philosophical phenomenon, it's a metaphysical phenomenon. It's God's will and God's knowledge that dictates that we exist in this way. And insofar as that is concerned, the only way that we can relate to those mitzvahs which are based on that is because of Yiras Onash. And that's why the Torah says in Los Ishmuli, you know, Vayim Shema Tishma, but then Ishma Tishma Trasai, and then it says why is that necessary? Not because people are on a low level. It's necessary because of the metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael, which we know through Nevuah, and that's why I see the Rambam says, "Lo derech hachachomim v'lo derech hanaviim." Because Chacham and Nevi'im are two levels. Chacham is a person that has the greatest philosophical knowledge that a person can have. Nevi'im are those that were introduced into a different kind of a knowledge, which is beyond philosophy, and that is a special that makes a change in the individual, and the individual relates to life totally differently. So we really have a double. Our system is a double system. It's a system of the philosophers because it contains philosophical perfection, the true philosophers, but it's also a separate kind of a system which is based on a metaphysical phenomenon of Mamlechus Kohan of Agai Kadosh that can only be known through Nevuah, and you can only relate to it. We're in the dark with regard to the cause of it, and we can only relate to it as human beings in one way, because we know that if we break this, that then evil will befall us. Evil will be called. If we keep it, then we will attain the good. Is that a philosophical idea? No. Why do we do it? Because a person by nature must want the good for himself. And therefore, if he knows that the good can only be attained through this method, so he has to pursue it. But I would add one thing. When I say Yiras Onesh, I would add one dimension to it. You see, because the Rambam makes it a very clear point in Perek Chi. That he says, "Me'acha shenoda shematn skorim shel mitzvahs v'torah shenskorim shemar v'ashon kaz ischay olam abba shenem l'mayin tzvach v'arach teyamim v'anakama shenoknim min harishoyim she'oz v'arach tzedek tzvul v'torah hi ha'karei akarei shenem ikaris tkaris hanef she'avon abba maza shekos v'chol v'torah kulem tishmei agil l'chem kach v'kach v'mo tishmei yikres chem kach v'kach so v'chol osnat v'arom bolam azeh." So the Rambam explains clearly He says, Kachu hechra kol azvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah zu, Eitz chayim evil kol osu kol akosubo v'yodo deyo gemur nechona zocha bol chayom abo. Alushi gadol maisa v'rov chachmosa zocha. V'tichona betar she nasa osu besimcho betovas nefesh v'nena b'chachmosa tamid, she yosim imena kol zon amonim asan ilo asosa, gan achuri, v'milchama v'rav yotzban, v'yash bilo nekola tovos, v'machzikos, If you didn't lose us at all, then so va v'shalom v'ribi kesev v'zor, k'day shalom nasa kol yimene zvam shah guf tzorach lahem, ala neshe p'nuyim lomo b'chachmo v'lasa sa mitzvot k'day shi nitzke v'chay lam abah. So basically what the Rambam says is that the onshim in the Torah and the schar in the Torah is really on the Torah mentions the first causative element. But that's not really the bad. The bad is not really that a person spent his life being sick. The bad is that the person had to spend his life engaged in treating his illness and wasn't able to learn Torah. That's the evil. And the good is not that the person has money and wealth in order to expand his ego or to indulge in luxuries, but the good is that he has time in order to he can spend that time in Chachmas Hashem and Chachmas Torah. That's the good. So therefore, what I want to add, one dimension to what we're saying is that when the Rambam says, Lifached Meiras Onsho, what the Rambam means is not the onish of the first causative element, but he means the real onish. In other words, that a person must realize that since the system of Torah is on two levels, it's philosophical perfection, which is the essence and the core of everything, but we find ourselves, because of God's will, we find ourselves in a certain framework of the Mamlechas Kahanim of being a Goy Kadosh. So, therefore, that metaphysical phenomenon we have to relate to in terms of Schar V'Onesh. But the Schar V'Onesh that we should relate to is not the superficial Schar V'Onesh, but the goal of the Schar V'Onesh, which is that we should realize that we will attain the ultimate good through doing these mitzvahs, because of the fact that that is God's will, which we have no apprehension of, but we do know this about it, that we, if we live in line with that, then we'll be zocha to the true good. So even though there's no philosophical chain that can carry us through that good, but our knowledge dictates that we know this, that we accept this, and that we live according to that. That's really what the Rambam is saying in Mitzvah Dalet. And I'll show you the interesting thing. Who really was the one that raised this question? The one that raised this question openly in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu really did not want to get involved in establishing Kol Yisrael. They did not want to do it. Why? Because all his philosophical knowledge led to the conclusion that this is not really going to engage him in the good. And since he was the greatest human being, so he was drawn to the good to the utmost, with the powerful forces possible for a human being. So he could not leave the good. And therefore, he did not wish to engage in establishing Klal Yisrael, because, according to his knowledge, that was a leaving of the good. And, of course, there's dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu for 7 days. But ultimately, what happened was that why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zocha to the highest level of knowledge? He was Zocha to the highest level of knowledge because of his engaging and establishing Klal Yisrael. Because of that. It's an interesting thing. I mean, this is exactly really what the Rambam is saying with regard to us on a different level, of course, but really, if you want to know the prototype of that phenomenon, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zocha to something which the Rambam says no man before saw and no man after him ever saw? And that was a level of Yedias Hashem which is only possible through Nevuah and only possible for the greatest individual, for the greatest Navi. So why was the Zocha? He was Zocha because if you look at what it took him the Torah say when he made the request. He says, Vata Mata Docha B'Shem. And he says, and also you said, he says, and I don't know, he said, Yelach No Hashem B'Kibeinu. That was the whole request was for Klal Yisrael. That's why he made that request of Yedias Hashem. And he was Zocha to the Eininos Rachecha and Areininos Klodecha on a certain level. Not the full answer of Klodecha, but he was still Zocha to a kind of idea which was greater than any human being had before or after. So Verita Sachora, Yafon Elo Yero, a certain kind of a knowledge of God's existence, which he never would have had he pursued his normal philosophical quest and continue to follow in the path of his natural attraction to the good. So you see that that's the yesod in the Torah, basically, that somehow or other we don't understand it, but somehow or other the root to real perfection in human existence is through abiding by the will of God insofar as a Goy Kadosh, Am Yisrael, is concerned. The first one that experienced that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and he experienced it to the greatest degree. But we, on our own level, also have the same outcome, that a person who keeps the mitzvahs of the Torah, not only the mitzvahs which are perfection itself, which he should follow naturally, but the other mitzvahs which he can only do because he's afraid of Yiras Onesh. What is Yiras Onesh? Yiras Onesh is that he's going to lose the good. You understand? That he'll lose the good somehow. Why? He could never know why. But that's the way it is. Moshe Rabbeinu could never understand why is it, how is it that he stops engaging in the deepest metaphysics and pursues a mission which is to establish a nation that through that he's going to get the highest level of knowledge, higher than he would have gotten if he would have pursued his original course. How is that possible? There's no way that it doesn't make any sense. But the answer is that's something that we cannot understand. The human being is always going to be in the dark with regard to that phenomenon, but the phenomenon is true, and anyone that denies it is simply not going to achieve or attain real perfection, the perfection that's available to him. It's an amazing concept. Yeah. It means essentially that somehow or other, a person that is engaged in the perfection of Klal Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, will not, even though it would look like he's wasting time. I mean, he really should be pursuing philosophy, but now he's involved in the Sakin Olam of Machos Shakai, and he's involved in doing things that are outside of that realm. So who will attain the greater knowledge, the one that pursues the knowledge itself, or the one that takes a break, has to take a break from that knowledge and engage in the existence? He's not Parish Minas Tzibur, and he engages in activity which sustains Klal Yisrael. Of course, he has to know exactly what that means. It's not a simple matter. It doesn't mean just running around trying to to get people, like a lot of simpletons understand it. You have to know exactly what your chiyuv is and when and what. It's a complicated system. But nevertheless, every individual who is a part of Klal Yisrael at some time or other, and even though he may be a Gadol HaDor, he has to be concerned about Klal Yisrael, and he has to engage in activities which are not philosophical pursuits, essentially. And through that, the individual is zocha to the highest schar. And what is that schar? That schar is the greatest knowledge. And what is the onesh? The onesh is that he will not attain that knowledge. That really is yesod in our amunah. So what the Rambam is mentioning, that's really mitzvah dalet. That's mitzvah dalet. Le'fachei dimeno. It means that we v'lo neilech b'shrivas libeno. A philosopher goes b'shiris libo, and he's justified it. He doesn't have the... He never encountered nevuah. How could he know otherwise? There's nothing wrong. But you see, that was really the gilui to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu really was the greatest philosopher. And he really understood the Deus Hashem in a philosophical manner. But the moment he attained a certain level, so you see, the Torah immediately switched, and you had the bris bein abesorim, and he became engaged in the metaphysical phenomenon of establishing a nation, and that goes straight through to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that idea exists just as much as a reality for us as well. That it's an indirect method of the indirect method over here is the correct method. Where a person thinks that he's losing, on the contrary, the Ashgacha will give him the greatest char and the greatest revelation and the greatest knowledge and greater than if he would have pursued the course naturally the way his mind told him to pursue it and the way his own mind he perceived that he will attain his goal. That's really the yisod of mitzvah dalit. Okay, any questions? I guess somebody's has a question there. Good question. Does anybody want to... you see, the mitzvahs, there's two things. One thing is a mitzvah that man would come to, if he was very, very intelligent, he would have to come to that conclusion. Because after all, the Torah is for man. So the Torah is for man, so it has to be within his realm of knowledge. So you have to. So if it's outside his realm of knowledge, it's not for man. So there are mitzvahs that a person, were he to have the highest intelligence, he would come to the conclusion that he would come to the construction or to the realization of these mitzvahs. You see, but there are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah that no matter how intelligent a person is, he will never ever think of those mitzvahs. And if he does, then it's just craziness. Okay? But that is not the same thing as saying that once those mitzvahs are in existence, that we cannot derive tremendous benefit out of studying them and out of understanding and gaining insight into life and into chachma through their structure. That's a different kind of a thing. In other words, there are two types of knowledge. There's a knowledge which is essential knowledge, where a person, if he engages in that area, he will be able to see the roots and the whole construct will emerge before his eyes. But there's another kind of area where the basis is hidden. You cannot know the basis, but the mitzvah is in not simply as a postulate. Its existence is a postulate. But every mitzvah in the Torah is constructed in a way that if we study it, and insofar as we can uncover ideas in it, we'll gain tremendous perfection, and each mitzvah teaches us ideas that are necessary for perfection. That is true of every single mitzvah. But it does not mean that you'll be able to understand the underlying root of the existence of the mitzvah. But even though we don't understand the underlying root of existence, there is a tremendous amount of gain that we can have from studying every single mitzvah was constructed in a way that man will gain tremendous benefit and tremendous knowledge out of the study of the structure of the mitzvah, irregardless of the fact that he'll never really understand the cause of its existence. Okay? And the best example is a scientist. A scientist can only study the given universe. He could never study anything beyond the given universe, how it came into existence. That's out of the realm of science, because everything they ask from science is from the given universe. And you can't go from the given to the non-existent and the transition from the non-existent into the existent. That's what the Rambam makes clear in the Marna Vacham. He shows that analogy. That's a virtual impossibility. So the more knowledge a person has in science, the increase in knowledge does not lead him one iota closer to how the universe came into existence. Because that's not science. That's out of the realm. And the same thing is true over here. However, it does not mean that the knowledge that he gains from the universe is worthless. On the contrary, that's we're to engage in Chachmas Hashem. Hamei lo, if the long love rachanim, if the machay chayim to maser reshis, marab masachar Hashem, kol b'chachmas yisro, molas king anecho. So the fact that you cannot understand the underlying cause of existence of a thing does not mean that there is no benefit in studying the thing that we see in existence. That is the same thing that's true of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the group of mitzvahs that are, what the Rambam says, are not called the mitzvah sichlios, but they're the mitzvahs that exerus. And what we're saying here is that the mitzvahs that exerus are mitzvahs that were engendered by Sinai and the metaphysical phenomenon of Am Yisrael. That it does not mean that he could understand why God decided on that particular structure. It just means he can understand why it exists, you see. But why that particular form, that no human being can understand. For instance, you understand Mitzvah Tzolin. See, Mitzvah Tzolin is one of the most important mitzvahs because it causes a person to reflect on the true ideas of God and the main ideas of his life. But why that form? I mean, that no human being can ever understand. That's not possible.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Doing the mitzvah of Ava, what is... When in Perek Asiri.
Yeah.
So over there he means that the person's attitude towards mitzvahs should not be simply yiras ha'onesh. Okay? It should be because he's drawn to perfection. That's why he does it. But that does not mean to say that there's a difference between mitzvahs whose inherent nature is perfection and mitzvahs that we have to do because of the element of metaphysical phenomenon of Gai Kadosh, Mamlachas Kanam and Gai Kadosh. Those mitzvahs we only can do because of fear.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
You pointed...
I try to explain exactly what it is, okay? I mean, there's two systems. Don't confuse it. I mean, I'm trying to explain what it is. There's two systems. There's a system of philosophical perfection which the Rambam mentions that the true philosopher is new, and the Torah also knows, and Avraham Avinu before Nevuah also knew, and then there's another kind of thing which is beyond that. That's where the individual is directly engaged in a metaphysical activity whose existence is because of God, God's will, and it's a totally different thing. Now, it just so happens, that's a bad way to put it, but it is that he who engages in the metaphysical will attain a greater degree of what individual is seeking in the philosophical. He will attain a greater degree of philosophical knowledge. That's what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what happens to us. And that's really the mitzvah of Yiras. It means to say we're not just philosophers. If we were just philosophers, then we'd go b'shrius l'beinu. A philosopher goes, lives completely in accordance to his... He does things, everything that he does is motivated by perfection, and everything that he does not do is motivated by the fact that he does not want to partake of evil. That is the highest level of the philosopher. But we were introduced into another level. The other level does not contradict this level, but it's a different. You require a different motivation for its execution, and the motivation for its execution is not intrinsic, but it's based upon the schar va'onesh, and that's why the Torah mentions schar va'onesh so many times. You see. And all the mitzvahs, and if you leave the mitzvahs, you abandon the mitzvahs, then you will receive an onesh. That's really the halacha, the makabel, the Torah, ba'olo b'shvua. It means that you can't, you makabel, the ba'olo, the why do you need ba'olo b'shvua? Perfection, so it's philosophy. The answer is that there are two dimensions. We have a double kind of existence. That's why the Rambam mentions chachomim and neviim. We are, our system partakes of both, Chachamim and Nevi'im. Two two systems, okay? The one common thing is that they both emanate from God, and they both lead man towards his greatest goal, which is Yedias Hashem, and that the metaphysical, while man can never see a link, the chain, the causal chain to that root, it is there. And how do we know it's there? That is Yiras Onesh. That's Yirmeh. That's the Rama. Okay? All right. Attention is, but if you take a look, and this was brought to my attention, if you take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva a little further, however, it looks like, it would appear like he contradicts it. Because he says like this. You see, an halacha base, further on halacha base, he says, Umayla zui mayla gadola ma'od. The ain kol chacham zochala. It's a very, very difficult, to reach that level. That the pinyin to the nth degree. It doesn't mean that nobody could be oved me'ava, but he means there's two types of oved me'ava. There's an oved me'ava where the individual, in many activities that he does me'ava. But then there is an individual who's completely consumed by Ava. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. That the Rambam says, Maila Zui, Maila Gedolimo, Vein Kol Chacham Zochala. Vein Maila Savram Zin, Shekar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ava. Lefi Shilovat, Ela Me Ava. Vein Maila Shesivana Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu, Demosh Shem Vahapte Yisrael Shem Lekecha. Then the Rambam says, Bizman Sheyehov Odom Et Hashem, Ava Haruya, Miyad Yasa Kol HaMitzvot Me Ava. So here the Rambam would seem to contradict what we just said. Because he says, Yase kol ha-mitzvot me'ava. Okay? So, it's kol ha-mitzvot. Yeah. And we just said that there's two groups, and you relate to one group intrinsically and to another group because of a certain knowledge that you have about the Rambam says that this is a mila which lav kol chacham zochala. What he means is like this. It is true that there is a rare individual that will do all the mitzvahs me'ava, but that is a different kind of a thing. That's where a person is completely, his machshava is constantly, like the Rambam says, is kosher to Avas Hashem, and because of that, simply because it's mitzvah samelach, he's drawn to it. It's a different kind of a state of existence, you see. That is not the that is a rare, very rare kind of a of an individual. But the person who is not on that unusual level, which is most of the people, their keeping of the mitzvahs is based upon there has to be a motivation, a reason why a person does something. Can't just do something without a reason. There has to be a logical reason for it. So the logical reason for the average individual, or more than average, for most, and most will mean a very, very, very large majority, practically everybody, is what the Rambam says, l'yiro l'fached mimeno. That is the logical motivation. But there is a rare individual that rises above that and does not need that mitzvah. In other words, for him, he has reached perfection where his Avas Hashem is so great that simply because it's mitzvah samalach, he's drawn to it. That's a different kind of a level of existence, you see. For that individual is you see, and that's what I want to say. If you take a look at the Rambam, so you'll say, so for that individual, he's mevatel a mitzvah. So how could it be? And how could a mitzvah, like the question I asked before, how could a mitzvah dictate that you'd be on a low level? So that was the original question. Was that you can't have a mitzvah that relegates you to a low level, because that would mean you should never get out of that level. So if that's the case, then why don't we have the same question over here? The person who reaches the level where he doesn't need the motivation of pachad, because he's consumed by Avas Hashem, So for that individual, you can tell me this mitzvah is bottom, or the mitzvah will keep him on a lower level. That's why if you take a look carefully at the Rambam has a double framework for the mitzvah. He says, He shetzivanu lahaminu oso yis'ala ulu yifached mimenu. Then he says, V'lo niya kikofru nahochim b'shiras libam uvekeri. Avol nira b'yiras onsho b'choleis. Why the double formulation? V'lo niya kikofru nahochim b'shiras libam uvekeri. The answer is like this. Because this mitzvah has a double, has a double formulation. There is the overall formulation, and then there is the specific. So, in other words, it's a mitzvah which has a tzuras on mitzvah, but it also has an objective. The objective is shelo neles b'shviras libeno. That's the objective. But the tzuras on mitzvah is l'infache mimano, you see. Now what the Rambam holds is like this. When you have such a situation that the tzuras on mitzvah has an objective, if the person is an individual, a rare individual, that he's in line with this objective on a higher, due to a higher form of existence, Then on the contrary, then he has the greatest team of that mitzvah. So that's exactly what the Rambam did in his careful formulation of mitzvah daled. That mitzvah daled is formulated; it has a double formulation. The formulation it has a specific, but the specific has an objective. Now the individual who is ohev Hashem. The individual who is a true Ohev Hashem, a rare individual like Avraham Avinu and a few rare human beings like him, they are more removed from Holchim B'Shiras Libam. Because that's an intrinsic commitment, to being Holech B'Derech HaMitzvot. Because of the Avas Hashem. So therefore that individual does not make recourse anymore to the specific, you see, but rather to the whole objective of the specific. That kind of a situation is possible. You see, that kind of a situation is possible in mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that the objective is such that the individual, through attaining a certain perfection, will be in line with the objective of the mitzvah, and the specific will not be necessary for him because the specific has an objective, and he has attained the objective on the highest level. So that rare individual is not mevatel the mitzvah, nor is the mitzvah telling him to reduce his stature. You see, because the objective is to reach the level where every action that the individual does is dictated by mitzvah Hashem. Okay. That's the answer. All right. Now, there's still one more. The Rambam seems to have changed his mind from the Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Yad. Why? If you take a look at Hilchos Torah Torah, so the Rambam says, we avo. And then he says, Liyiro Mimano. Okay? And that's the same mitzvah in Mitzvah Dalet. Liyiro Mimano. Correct? Okay. Liyiro Mimano. So, but over here, the Rambam in the Yad, when he says Liyiro Mimano, he doesn't have the same formulation. It's an interesting thing. Because where does he mention it? He mentions it in Perek Beis. And he says, exact same pasuk he quotes in Mitzvah Dalet. He shetzivon l'ham and yirasa is all the fachim and men of laying the covenant. V'zelmar said Hashem l'kecha tira. Exact same pasuk. Now it's interesting, but in Perek Beis the Rambam doesn't mention anything about yirasa onesh. Does not mention a thing about Yiras Onesh. It says, The Shoshi is born on a month of Ruben Floyan. The Yemen of Chachmashian is where he locates. He had a horde and Shabbat was far. Mustafa Tavigal later Hashem was double. And then he says, Hashem Chashim is born Melo Atzman. Miyar and Mirta Lachor V'yitfachi V'yadeya Shehu Ber Yokitano Shfeilo Afeilo Medes B'das Kalamut L'fneton Deos. So therefore the Rambam says that's Yira. So it comes out Yira and Havo like two sides of one coin. And he does not mention anywhere the Yiras Onish. So it seems the Rambam changed his mind. It's an interesting thing. But that is certainly a steer between the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and between the Rambam over here in the Yad. Okay? That's a steer. Now, the question we have to ask about the Rambam and the Yad is an interesting question. Because I could tell you why the Rambam and the... Now, the difference between the Rambam... Even though the Rambam and the Yad changed his mind, I want to make one thing clear. He did not hold that the idea that he said before is false. You see, he didn't hold that way. He can't, because that's kol ha-Torah kula. Okay? V'ayim shmai tishma. Sham lachem pen yifu levavchem. Atzad nevav tem lemachem. So that, he can't say it's kol ha-Torah kula. I mean, the kolos, the everything. Daily Yamdala Bracha Mahar Grizma, Kora Bar Evil. So all these things is Yiras Onish is straight through. He didn't change his mind. But apparently he didn't change his mind from the reality and the philosophical ideas, but he did change his mind in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, how you count the mitzvahs. And it would seem clear that over here the Rambam in Yisod HaTorah, because he doesn't mention Yiras Onish, he mentions the same Pasuk, changed his mind, okay? And he held that Yira and Ava are really two sides to one phenomenon. Okay? In other words, you can't have one without the other. Now, the question, of course, that we have to raise, I could tell you why the Rambam in the, why the Rambam held what he held in Sefer Mitzvahs. I'll tell you why, well, what he held in Sefer Mitzvahs. What he held in Sefer Mitzvahs is, that a mitzvah has to have a separate machayev. If it's two sides to one coin, it can't be two mitzvahs. In other words, if a mekayim the tzivui of avas Hashem, okay, and ipso facto a mekayim yiras Hashem, so how could that be two mitzvahs? It's one maisa. It's a machayev. There's no need for the mitzvahs have to result in a certain activity, a certain performance. Whether it's on an emotional plane or whether it's on a physical plane, but it has to mitzvah tzivui to do something. But if when I do A, it automatically involves B, because A and B are both two sides to one phenomenon, so that should be one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. That to me seems to be the reason why the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs said that the mitzvah is Yiras Onesh, because that's a separate entity. That's a separate entity. Now, ordinarily, I would not speculate as to why the Rambam changed his mind. But it seems to me over here that we're on a path of good speculation. So I think in this case we can make an exception. But the thing is, apparently, the Rambam's change in his position between Sefer Mitzvahs and between the Yad hinges exactly on this point. In other words, can you have a mitzvah? Okay, can you have a mitzvah that does not involve? In other words, the activity will be exactly the same. But the activity will be exactly the same, and nevertheless, it'll be a separate mitzvah. It sounds like an unusual thing, but my son showed me that the Rambam discusses this in Perek Sheni, in Shmona Prakim. Okay, he says like this: Da she'averes ha-mitzvah ha-toriyos omnum yimotsu b'shnei chalakim echel ke'enefesh. Who a chelak hamargish v'achelak hamisorer levad, who b'shnei elu achalakim yiu kol haveres hamitzvahs. Omnom, a chelak azon, a chelak hamedame, ein mitzvah bo velo avera. She ein dasu bechira lechod mishneyan. Okay, the gam ein ba maisa klal. Okay, there's no, like on the imagination, there's no, you can't restrict the imagination. Personal imagination functions, that's it. You have to understand what it means exactly, because actually the Rambam says that by kishif, the person forces himself into an imaginatory kind of a state of mind. That's really the law. But he means to say in general, okay? Okay? He says, in halo tirin katsi, so you can't stop the function of the imagination. If you, when you sleep, the imagination goes wild. Now he says it like this. I'm not concerned with that part. But the part of the seichel that has to do with, knowledge, there is a confusion over here. Aval ani omer sheyesh bezeha koch gamkin mitzvah v'avera. Let's see, emunas das butl, or emunas das amitis. Aval imbo maisa sheyom alof shey mitzvah shem avera stam. And it's not clear what the Rambam, is really saying exactly. But you see one thing from the Rambam in the Shemana Prakam, that he was grappling with the question of can you have a mitzvah, the mavucha. A mitzvah with regard to the element of das. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't have a mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, because the mitzvah is to engage in the pursuit of Yedias Hashem. Okay, so that's no problem. But the question is the idea itself. Can the idea itself be a mitzvah? Not the pa'ula, because the pa'ula is the chelak ha'nefesh ha'ma'oreres, which means the motivation part. That you could have a mitzvah. But the idea itself, can you have a mitzvah, and can the mitzvah be restricted to the idea? Okay. Now, without going in too far, you see, what I would say is like this, that the Rambam changed his mind with regard to this particular mitzvah, okay? That originally he held, but it's not exactly the same question that he's bringing up in the Shemana Prakam. That's a different question, something that has to be elaborated on at another time. But I'm just using it as a, stepping stone for this point over here. It would seem to me that the Rambam's question, the difference why he changed his mind from the Sefer Mitzvahs to the Yad, is precisely this question. Can you have a mitzvah which does not add a new dimension of activity? Of course, you could argue, you could say, that once Yiras Hashem is validated, you see, then, of course, it could involve an activity as well. Because the Rambam says,
and then he says,
okay, the Koshkin Lachas and the Atsuros, the Mate Atmo Kechlimo Evusho Chlima, Rake, Lachasa. So you could say that it will involve a different activity also, because it means that he will lengthen the time that he thinks about his lowliness. In other words, the mitzvah will cause him to linger on this idea. You could say that, and that would answer the question. But I don't believe the Rambam is saying that, because the Rambam, when he formulates the mitzvah, does not mention anything about that. He just says that they're automatically tied together. They're automatically interdependent. Okay. And he doesn't mention anything about the fact that the Hashem Lekechatira is machayev a person in a new activity. So therefore, what I want to say is like this: that the Rambam held The Rambam, that was the question that was really engaging the Rambam's mind and why he made the change from the Sefer HaMitzvot to the Yad. That the Rambam concluded that a mitzvah can exist simply because it endows a certain activity with the quality of mitzvah. In other words, if you wouldn't have Eser Hashem Alekecha Tira, so then, and the mitzvah was only Avas Hashem, so only one aspect of the phenomenon would be defined as perfection. The flip side, the other side, would simply be an emotional reaction. It's a normal emotional reaction. Once he has such a view of God's knowledge, he's in a state of pachad. Yeah, but the Rambam concluded that you could have a mitzvah. You must have a mitzvah to tell you that this activity is itself perfection, and to validate the activity. That is enough reason to have a mitzvah. That was really what caused the Rambam to change his mind from the Sefer Mitzvot. I think it's, as I said, I know it's speculation, but I think it's good speculation. That especially you see the Raya from the Shemona Prakam. So that was a major consideration with regard to Das. Okay. So the difference, what changed or caused him to change his mind, was the fact that he concluded, the Rambam concluded, and it's an interesting conclusion, that if there is, even though a mitzvah will not function as a causative agent to engage you in a specific form of activity, but if it merely endows that activity with perfection and with value in terms of a mitzvah, that is enough reason to have a mitzvah. That's the Rambam's conclusion in the end. Okay, we'll stop it.